Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I am your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with wonderful guests who are experts on today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of resident engagement, building apartment neighborhoods. And joining me in the studio are Peter Remes, Vice President of the South Texas Region of Apartment Life, Audrey Springer, Chief Client Officer with Modern Message, Joe Goodwin, Senior Vice President of Marketing with Asset Living, and Ileana Jordan, Program Director of Zocalo Artist in Residency. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you, Paul.
So, Joe, I want to start with you. Asset Living has a huge footprint of properties, both in the conventional and student housing markets across the country. What does resident engagement mean? Define it in your terms.
Resident engagement to us is more about resident experiences. And these experiences lead to increased loyalty and deeper connections between the on-site team members and their residents.
And I know, Audrey, Modern Message has a platform that they use with apps and so forth for resident engagement. Talk a little bit about where we are technologically today with that.
Yeah, so with Modern Message, we have a program called Community Rewards, and it's where we email residents that live at communities once or twice a month and ask them to engage with their communities in a variety of different ways. And all of these different ways are basically the electronic version of what the on-site teams are trying to do on-site. So if it's, hey, come to a resident event, we're soliciting information about that event through our Community Rewards program. So it's all about incentivizing and encouraging residents to be a part of the community by becoming aware of it online through this program.
Peter, you know, Apartment Life and you have been on our show before. I think Apartment Life is a fascinating and unique way to engage residents. Tell us a little bit about what's important as far as resident engagement from the Apartment Life point of view.
Well, yeah, it's all about building apartment neighborhoods, and typically that's done with neighbors who are living there. What's really exciting about having Modern Message on this session is because they have what we believe one of the most powerful technology platforms for resident engagement. But as a regional manager told me on a property where we have actually both programs, she said, what's great is they have the technology program and you actually have the hands and feet at the, you know, at the resident level to execute this great technology platform. So yeah, it's like a really nice blend, and it's important because when people know their neighbors well, they stay longer. That's basically the bottom line. So,
and I think one of the reasons why we're having this discussion today is because, and I'll ask you, Joe, the multifamily apartment industry has had kind of a knock against it for many years that you can live in an apartment for multiple years and never know who's your next door neighbor is. There doesn't seem to be a lot of times that sense of community, that sense of neighborhood like you would get if you lived in a single family home, maybe with, you know, neighbors up and down the street who your kids play with and so forth. Why is that changing? And how is that changing?
Well, I think from my experience, people want to be engaged with their community. I think I read a stat a couple of weeks ago that the number one thing that a resident wants from their management team is for their management team to know their name. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's not hard to do. Same thing goes with their neighbors. I think it's very important to get residents out of their apartment and involved with their community. Mm-hmm. By doing so, it increases the awareness of the property for the property management company. It establishes new relationships being built amongst the neighbors and creates loyalty.
Mm. You know, Ileana, at the Zocalo Apartments, you've got a program that is just getting ready to get kicked off in earnest. I mean, it's been in the works and there's been a lot of things going on. But just give us a brief over. We're going to go in a little bit more detail in another segment. But just for our listeners, tell them a little bit about what's going on there.
Sure. So when explaining Zocalo's Artist in Residency program, I always like to start with the significance of our name, Zocalo. Perhaps you know, but not a lot of people realize that Zocalo Apartments is named after the main city square in Mexico City, which prior to colonialism was the main ceremonial center in the Aztec city of Tenochtitlan. And ever since then, it's been a community center place for people to gather, to celebrate, for festivals, for demonstrations. And today it is a main plaza for daily social life. So Zocalo was actually designed and named after this with this community focus in mind. And part of what we're doing to help create a community engagement is by introducing an artist in residency program where we've invited three artists to come live rent-free at Zocalo for 6 months up to a year. And throughout that period, they can create artworks on a monthly basis, whether that's installation-based work, workshops, exhibitions, but we'd like to use the art, or I'd like to have the artists use their artwork to engage the community, show them what potential art has on creating neighborhoods and creating that connection with your neighbors. So it's really exciting. Our artists move in January, the first week of January. So it's our very first time launching this program, and we're thrilled. We're really thrilled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such an interesting program. I want to get into some more details about it later. And obviously, I don't know what metrics would be available to determine how much participation you get. I'm hoping that it's going to be great participation. So I'll be interested to see once the program is kicked off and how it works to get a report maybe on how that's doing.
Absolutely. We do want to really understand what the impact is and how and whether or not our residents are enjoying it and what the overall impact is. And, you know, this is something that we hope other apartment communities can adopt and put into their apartment and in their communities, because we think it's very valuable. And we do believe that a lot of our residents are happy to live at Zocalo because they feel that there's really something happening there and that there's this community through the arts that that they want to be around.
Peter, for the benefit of our listeners, once again, just give a brief overview of apartment life and how it uses its teams to engage with the residents in a property.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah, apartment life really places a couple or singles who live in the community and are actually neighbors. So they model what it is to be a good neighbor. They're kind of like that couple who organizes block parties in a neighborhood. When new people move in, they actually go and welcome them. They can provide even semi-concierge services to the neighbors. But they really model what it is to be a good neighbor. So when there's major life events like birth of a new baby or if somebody goes to the hospital, our teams are trained to actually intersect with residents in those life events. And so as they model what it is to care for each other and care for neighbors, guess what? People start to pay it forward and community starts to grow organically. It's not something that you have to work at, which has always been a challenge in the multifamily industry because you have the tenant-landlord relationship, which is a professional relationship. And as hard as management staff try to build friends in the neighborhood, there's still that barrier that exists. So we are the advocates for the property management team, but we're also neighbors, so we can try to bridge that gap. So,
And I know you told me a story once about, I think on a property you were working with on the East Coast where you would go in the elevator, you'd run into somebody, and they would never even look up, and you continually would tell them good morning, good afternoon, whatever, and it finally kind of paid off. What happened with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you'd get on the elevator and people would be looking at their cell phones, and we're that obnoxious couple that would say, "Hey, how you doing today?" And even though they wouldn't respond the first time, if you continue to do that, they get the message that you're really serious, and so at some point they actually respond to you. And then what's really cool is you start seeing them doing it with each other. That's when you know that community is starting to happen. And that's really, it gives us joy to see that happen.
Yeah. All right. We're going to have to take a break. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Back, and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of resident engagement, building apartment neighborhoods. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio are Peter Remes, Vice President of the South Texas Region with Apartment Life, Audrey Springer, Chief Client Officer with Modern Message, Joe Goodwin, Senior Vice President of Marketing with Asset Living, and Ileana Jordan, Program Director of the Zocalo Artist in Residency Program. Before we get back in the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners that if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Joe, tell us a little bit about resident engagement when it's done right. What does that look like?
Sure. So, typically, the industry average for retention on a property is about 30 to 35%. So one stat that we like to kind of hang our hat on is that our retention rate is anywhere between 40 and 45% annually. Mm-hmm. We use Modern Message at every property that we manage. And by increasing retention through positive resident experiences, it allows us to really hone in on the things that the residents want through polls. It allows us to survey the residents to see exactly what they like, what they don't like about the community. So not only does the program allow ways to promote the property, but it essentially gives the resident an avenue to communicate with the property on what they like and what they don't like. And what we've noticed throughout the country is those communities that have a high engagement rate with the program typically have higher retention rates. Mm-hmm. And for me, a higher retention rate is more important than a high closing ratio, because the more people you have renewing at your property means more than likely the better reputation your property has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one thing that I tell owners all the time is, if your property has a bad reputation, it doesn't matter how much money I spend on marketing.
Yeah.
It just, if you have, we know for a fact that if you have a property ranking of below a 3-star on Google, when people search for apartments, you're not going to get as many clicks as a property right down the road that has a 4-star rating.
Right.
And by creating positive resident experiences, we're fostering positive resident reviews. Mm. And by renewing at a higher percentage, we're having to generate less traffic, which means we're having to spend less money on marketing. We're having to turn less units, which means that we're saving money on maintenance. So for me, not having a program in place to foster this type of engagement is a mistake that a lot of people make. And I think that in order for, especially in highly competitive markets like Houston, mm-hmm. I think that with the just influx of new product that's coming in online, that means there's less traffic mm-hmm. out there to right. be generated. And if you don't have a solid retention base, it's going to be hard for those properties to stay occupied.
Yeah, and I, when you mentioned the cost of turns, I think we've had a lot of different people on the show who have mentioned that you can expect to spend on a turn anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000, and when you have a lot of turnover, that's a lot of money in your budget. Audrey, I wanted to ask you because Joe had mentioned that he uses Modern Message on all their properties. Tell us, for the listener who may not be familiar with it, what does it look like when someone says, I need to talk to someone to try and get some engagement, and they contact Modern Message? How does that process start, and what are the steps that they go through?
Yeah, so it's very simple. People typically come to us when they need help with reviews. That's the number one thing, we need to get that 5-star on Google. And like to Joe's point, when you're engaging residents and asking for feedback in the right way, you're going to get the feedback. So when someone approaches us, we just show them what we do. And it's a very simple engagement tool where, like I said earlier, we email the residents, invite them to log into this program, and then they're asked to do a variety of different things. And every time they do something for the community, whether it's RSVP to an event, write a review, refer a friend, they're going to earn points. And those points go towards a reward. And all of these rewards are online gift cards that they can redeem whenever they want. So some of the things, talking to Joe's point earlier about how it increases review scores and how it makes a big difference, our whole concept is a more engaged community is a more valuable one. So we want to reward experiences for the resident, for the manager, for the regional, for the owner. So through this program, when we ask residents to participate in a way that they're willing to, it's fun, it's engaging, they like it, they get something for it. What you're going to see is one of our clients, Lincoln Property, they have 200 and about 70 communities using us right now. We did a case study and saw that the communities using us at Lincoln had a 9-point higher Aura score than the communities in their portfolio that were not using us. Mm. So that's one statistic. If you're familiar with Jay Turner, you can look up their Aura scores. But that's something that we're very proud of. And that is very similar across all of our client groups that use us. In addition to Joe's comment about retention, one thing that we saw is that when residents are engaged with their community and when the managers are asking them, like Joe said, polls, you can ask a quick question. Hey, what resident event do you want us to host in January? You're asking them for their feedback. And when they feel engaged, what we're seeing is our clients are having 12% of residents stay longer at the community than they would have done before. So we kind of explain all of this to the client that we're more than just review generation, but it's also just that overall factor of making the residents loyal to you. You're more than the building that they pay their rent to.
Right. And I guess would the program be any different, Audrey, that you're when you set it up for a conventional versus a student?
So the only difference is that on average, our resident participation for student is about 60%, and for multifamily, it's about 50%. The program runs the exact same way on both of the conventional and student side, and we actually work with military housing as well, and their average is about 50% as well.
And the same type of rewards and so forth, or do the students have a something else they're more interested in than?
No, the program's set up the exact same way. The clients can customize things on the program. So Joe with Asset Living, their team does a great job. Every month they set up a custom poll to go out to their demographic. So as long as the client is choosing how they want to interact with their residents, they can make the program as specific to their demographics as they want.
Joe, is there any major differences in student versus conventional, the way you approach it?
I think, you know, Audrey did a good job kind of explaining the difference in participation rates. Mm-hmm. Of course, our goal is to get as many people logged into the program mm-hmm. and using it as possible, because we know the more we can get to adopt the platform, the more likelihood there is for them to have a positive experience. I think, you know, the one thing that we really like about the program for both multifamily and student is the custom incentive aspect of the program she talked about. At certain times a year, there are programs that we run on both student and multifamily that we want high participation in. And one thing is surveys.
Mm-hmm.
We like to survey our residents quarterly, whether it be multifamily or student. We use J Turner Research to do that. And that gives us really good insights across the board on all of our communities, from the leasing staff to the maintenance team to the cleanliness of the property. You name it, we get feedback on every single aspect. So during those times of year where we run those surveys, we'll add a custom incentive within Modern Message, which will allocate a certain amount of points or a gift card for those that give us that feedback, because then our teams take that feedback, we analyze it, and we address issues that a lot of times are really easy to fix. You know, mm-hmm. we get feedback all the time of, you know, we love your fitness center, but it's not open long enough. And then we'll run a poll. What time do you get off work? When do you get home? And we say, you know what? You're right. You know, most people get home at 6. Our fitness center closes when the office staff leaves at 5:30. Maybe we should extend the hours of that amenity area for our residents so they can actually use it. And by doing that, they see that we're listening to their wants and their needs, and it's creating a positive interaction between us and the residents. Just something simple like that.
Yeah, and I think it's, as a consumer, I used to live in an apartment, and I got the email saying, take our survey, and it was 10 pages long. Huh. And there was no incentive for me to take the survey, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't take it. And I usually give feedback and good feedback. But through Modern Message, like to Joe's point, we work with J Turner. We work with other vendors. So if he wants more adoption rate on that survey, incentivize the residents with some points on Modern Message to complete it. There's the reason they're going to take the survey. And he's going to get all of that feedback to make the community better.
All right. Well, we do have to take a break. We are going to be back with our next segment of Multifamily Matters. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
are back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and today we're discussing the topic of resident engagement, building apartment neighborhoods. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio are Peter Remes, Vice President of the South Texas Region with Apartment Life, Audrey Springer, Chief Client Officer with Modern Message, Joe Goodwin, Senior Vice President of Marketing with Asset Living, and Ileana Jordan, Program Director of Zocalo Artist in Residency. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management, and CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So we talked in the last segment a lot about Modern Message and when someone wants to get started, what it looks like. Peter, let's talk a little bit about Apartment Life and the same question. When someone wants to get started, what's the process?
I think the better question, Paul, is why? Mm-hmm. Why would they want to engage sure. with Apartment Life? And typically we look at, you know, can we improve our online scores? So by having someone living on site, we're strategically positioned not just to monitor and respond to negative reviews, but really to generate those positive reviews. So that's one area that I look at. Also, low occupancy and resident retention. So certainly with lease-ups, you have very low occupancy, and you're trying to drive stabilization as quickly as possible. So that's another a reason why to engage with Apartment Life and build this sense of community and resident engagement.
And so when someone wants to get started, they would contact Apartment Life. And what would be the next steps?
Yeah, so I mean, just going on to the website apartmentlife.org and you know, filling out a contact sheet, they would be contacted by someone in their geographical region, a VP of client relations like myself, mm-hmm. and we would begin to discuss, you know, what are the issues, why are they looking, and is it a good fit? Because it doesn't fit for every property. It's right. It's not necessarily a great fit. And so we want to only serve those clients where we're actually going to add value. So we kind of do a discovery meeting. And then once we determine that it is and it can be approved in the budget, then we really understand the property better because we want to place the right team in each community based on demographics, based on the expectations and what the client is really trying to accomplish in that community. So we screen our teams and we really select teams for specific properties based on that criteria.
And I know that Apartment Life has an affordable piece of the puzzle that they're starting to utilize now.
Yeah, it's actually a program we piloted in Dallas. It was extremely, so this is more for LURA properties, tax credit properties, or just low-income workforce housing, where we actually hire people who are coordinators who provide programming that's more concentrated on what are the felt needs in that community. Is it, you know, financial counseling? Is it English as a second language? Is it after-school kids programming? And we work with area nonprofits and bring those services in, delivering not only a great product, but at you know, relatively speaking, a low cost because we're relying on the services of other nonprofits in the area. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it, one of the things in speaking with people who, you know, some of the actual on-site management teams that manage those properties, it's a major undertaking to have to keep up with everything and do the reporting, and this is something that Apartment Life takes on as part of their program, which frees up the managers to do things that they probably are a better use of their time.
Yeah, I mean, Joe can speak to this. Property managers are probably the busiest people in the world. When mm-hmm. when you think about it, they're actually managing a small city, and that's from a financial perspective and everything else. So we place coordinators in the community to do that, all that stuff that they want to do, but they never have the bandwidth to do it. And so we're really an extension of the management staff doing a lot of the heavy lifting for them. And so, property managers typically, once they have a team, they become advocates because they see how much they can accomplish with this team or with an offsite coordinator providing the services.
Okay. And, you know, we were talking during the break about the fact that you're really, Apartment Life and Modern Message, are kind of rolling out a strategic partnership together. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, we had a big party at the NAA at Lennar's newest and greatest property, which was a joint event, kind of announcing our strategic partnership. We are very aligned in terms of resident engagement, in terms of values. And after searching a number of companies that wanted to partner with Apartment Life, Modern Message was clearly the one that we felt were most aligned with what our values and what we're trying to accomplish. So I'll let Audrey kind of speak a little more into the partnership. So,
oh, yeah. Our team is thrilled and honored to work with Apartment Life and the vision, the core values. It's complete alignment, and we're just trying to mimic everything they're doing on site to build those relationships online. So what they're going to be able to do is use Modern Message software in our program to promote all of the things that their team members are trying to do on site, get the word out, get marketing, allow them to RSVP to events, track attendance, export reporting from our software so that they can share that with their clients and their owners.
I had lunch last week with a regional VP for Pinnacle and shared with her that on a particular site, they also use Modern Message, but the challenge is how do the management staff actually get out to the local restaurants and, you know, all the retailers to share about the rewards program? It's very difficult because of the constraints and the difficulty it is managing a property. Well, guess what? The Apartment Life is strategically positioned to actually do that. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win for Modern Message, Apartment Life, and most importantly, the management team. They can take full advantage of the Modern Message platform by actually letting local retailers know about the program so they can participate.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a very exciting thing. I happened to be at that party in Denver at the NAA. And, you know, it's basically putting Apartment Life and Modern Message together so that now there's the technology is there to be able to utilize Apartment Life better, and then the personal touch is there for Modern Message. It really kind of makes sense, and I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of owners and operators out there who are going to see the benefit of having that done. Is it official yet? Have you had any joint proposals?
There will be a press release probably coming out in 2020, but there's not an official announcement to the public yet.
Well, we just did.
So. Yeah.
sorry to blow that for you, but Eliana, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with this artist in residency program you mentioned in the first segment. A little bit about it, but it was pretty competitive type of thing. Tell us a little bit about what happened with that.
It was. So this earlier this summer, we put out an open call to artists across the country and around the world to apply for this residency where they could live on our campus rent-free for up to a year. And every year, starting this year, we'll have three residency positions, 1-year-long residency and 2 6-month-long residencies, so that at any given point in time, there's two artists living on campus. And we thought that was a great idea because the artists could collaborate together and they could be sort of a team to create projects and an engagement, events, etc. So we put out the open call and we recruited an expert panel of judges. So we had 5 judges who are museum curators, they're amazing artists, art activists, and art consultants who helped us go through those. We had about 80 applications, and from that, they picked the top 7. And from the top 7, we opened it up to a public vote. So for a 10-day period, we invited our residents, we invited the Spring Branch neighborhood, we invited anyone who was interested in participating in this project, in this process, to vote online and to be a part of the selection process to say, hey, these are the artists we really want to see do things in Spring Branch in 2020. And from that whole process, we ended up with 3 artists. And those 3 artists The artist who won the year-long residency is an artist duo called Input Output, and they're made up of two artists, Billy Bauckham and Alex Ramos, and together they're a creative lab, so they merge art and technology together, and they create these really amazing projection works, really interactive art displays where you can physically interact with the artworks, whether it's projection based. They also do a lot of projections on architectural forms. So we're really excited to have them because we think it's a type of artwork that is exciting, it's dynamic, and it's very engaging. People would be very curious about what they're doing, and we believe that that is going to be a draw. It's going to pull our residents out to see what's going on. What are these artists doing? The other artists that have the 2 6-month residency periods are Ronald L. Jones. He's an artist and activist, and he creates a lot of site-specific installations to beautify forgotten spaces. One of his most recent works was he found an abandoned park downtown Houston, I believe, and he put this, he uses nylon string and creates these very organic geometric forms that look like trees. And this park was, you know, it was forgotten. There was a lot of debris. Nobody was using it. And people started noticing, oh, what's this sculpture here? And eventually Ronald and community members, they started to clean up the park. And eventually the park was cleaned up, and that was a result of putting art in a place that was forgotten and underused and underutilized. So you could see the power of what art can do, and we hope that will happen in Spring Branch at Zocalo and will inspire our residents to engage and really create a sense of creativity and inspiration for our residents and the neighborhood to enjoy. But I do want to mention our last artist, who's Teresa Escobedo. She's a local curator and an artist as well, and a lot of her work deals with spirituality and her quest to understand her ancestral background. So she'll come in this summer, and we're excited to see what she does. She does a lot of community-based work. She's commissioned a lot of murals and does a lot of really interesting things. So she'll be great for bringing a larger group of artists to Zocalo and really establishing an artistic community there that we think is going to be really exciting.
That's great. I'm excited to see what they do once they get it done. I know the murals that were commissioned at the property are absolutely beautiful and on a very large scale. And it really kind of sets that property apart from the other assets that are in the same neighborhood.
Yes, those murals were commissioned by a local Houston muralist, Anat Ronan, and she painted two murals. One is of two macaws, and the other is of a hummingbird. And as you drive down Hammerly and Hollister, you see these murals, and it set the foundation for that. This is a place where art is going to be is going to exist. It's a place that art is going to be, and it really makes it a special place. It makes it beautiful.
All right. Well, we are going to take a break, and we are going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Thank you. we're back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of resident engagement, building apartment neighborhoods. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio are Peter Remes, Vice President of the South Texas Region with Apartment Life, Audrey Springer, Chief Client Officer with Modern Message, Joe Goodwin, Senior Vice President of Marketing with Asset Living, and Ileana Jordan, Program Director of Zocalo Artist in Residency. A lot of what drives the traffic and the marketing of apartments today is reviews. And I can remember a time, I'm probably the only one in this studio who can remember a time because I'm that old, that where there weren't a lot of places to be able to post reviews. I mean, this was before the internet. And when you wanted to market an apartment, you advertised in a magazine they could pick up in the grocery store. And that was basically, you know, some of the tools that you had. So today it's a different story. It's a different ballgame. So Audrey, talk a little bit about reviews and how those things are affected by what you guys do.
Yeah. So Modern Message really just tries to engage with residents. That's our purpose, right? And create rewarding experience. And one of the things we ask them to do is share their feedback, regardless if it's a 1-star or a 5-star. Everybody gets the opportunity to share that feedback, and they get points for giving that feedback. And then we allow them the opportunity to choose if they would like to share that to a third-party site. Now, what we're seeing is results from Jay Turner, the research company, is saying Modern Message is the number one review generator in the industry. So what's happening is Modern Message reviews are now being sourced like an ILS. Whenever you type in a property name, reviews on Google, you're going to see reviews generated from Modern Message. Hmm. And our average star rating for our 4,000 plus communities is a 4.2 star rating. So if a prospect is searching your community, they're going to not only see Google reviews, they're going to see Modern Message reviews. And those are typically your advocates. Those are the people that enjoy living there, not just the people that go online to complain. And what's interesting, I have an interesting story. One of our clients is actually getting all of the reviews from their 150 plus communities, and they're reaching out to all of their individual residents on a blast email across all their different communities and asking them to write a review for the management company. So anybody that likes living at one of their communities, they're now targeting, asking those residents to write a review for the management company. And they've seen in the past 30 days they've been doing this an increase in 1.5 stars on their Google reputation as a management company. So for them, new business pitches, they can say, you know, one of the top management companies, check out all of our reviews from our residents. So it's a pretty cool story how that client's taking what individual residents are doing at different communities and using it for the bigger purpose of the management company.
Joe, I've got a question for you. And you had mentioned in one of the previous segments that if you have an owner that has a property that has less than 3 stars, that you tell them that there's nothing, no matter how much money you spend on marketing for them. What's the solution? What do you do? Obviously, if they're going to continue to be a client of yours, you want to help them. What steps do you take to increase those reviews?
Yeah, I mean, the first step of solving a problem is trying to find what's causing the problem, right? So typically with properties that have reputation issues, depending on how bad it is, we've gone in and recommended full rebrands. You know, if the reputation is just that far gone, you know, we've done that several times. A lot of times, you know, the first thing we'll do is sit down with the staff, and then we'll sit down with the residents and say, okay, what's your feedback? What do you like living in? What do you like about living here? What don't you like? And then we'll use polls and data provided by Modern Message and their apps that allows us to identify exactly what's going right, what's going wrong, and it will give us insights on essentially 10 aspects of operating a property. Typically, we will focus on the bottom 3 things, make those 3 things better, and then we re-engage them after problems have been solved to increase essentially the star rating. Now, we kind of take an offensive and defensive approach to managing a reputation online. I would say that Modern Message is our offensive approach. They're the ones that help us generate reviews, whether it's good or bad. In our experience, though, whenever you do that, you're more likely to get more positive reviews than negative reviews. And then we use Jay Turner to let us know anytime a review is written on, I can't even remember how many different websites they monitor for reviews, but anytime a review is written about one of our properties, the manager gets an alert. So we're able to respond to that review. And the whole idea is, you know, with Jay Turner is identify the issues before it becomes a problem, before a review is even left. Right. Because once someone leaves a review, they're not just talking about you to you. Now they're talking about you to the entire world.
Sure.
And it expands the conversation. So we like to identify those problems before it gets to that point of someone leaving a negative review.
Okay. Now, we've got a couple of minutes before I want to start to wind down the segment. But, Peter, piggybacking on what Joe was saying, how could you help a property? How could Apartment Life help a property that has less than 3-star reviews?
Yeah, I mean, I love Joe's comment that they use Modern Message as an offensive strategy. And I'd like to think that Apartment Life is the same. You know, one of my favorite stories, my wife and I were serving a community in Houston, and we had a young couple that had just moved from England. They had 2 young children, and they had, a third baby that was due like any month. And so they were at one of our events, and my wife said, "Hey, do you have an emergency backup plan?" And the two of them looked shocked, like they hadn't even thought about that. And so my wife gave them their cell phone number, and sure enough, she had to have an emergency C-section. And so she calls my wife, and Anastasia went over and spent the night watching their 2 kids at their apartment while they delivered their 3rd child. And so that's the kind of thing, when you do that in a community, that's the news that spreads kind of organically, and then you watch people start doing it with each other, that kind of pay it forward principle. And, you know, consequently, they start to write good reviews about the property because it's a community. It's no longer a complex. We can't, at Apartment Life, we can't use that word anymore. It's not an apartment complex. It's an apartment community or neighborhood. And so, you know, it's really how you treat people. And if you can model that, like my wife did that one occasion, boy, it really will be a very offensive strategy in terms of changing your online reviews.
So. Yeah, that makes sense. I want to take a minute, a few minutes at the end of the segment, which we're approaching right now. And I always ask our guests, how'd you get started in the business? Tell us a little bit about your story, as well as if someone wanted to reach you, and what's going on with your company, and someone to reach you and discuss this topic or other ideas they had, how could they do that? And why don't we start with you, Audrey?
Awesome. So I actually started as a leasing agent at Texas A&M University, and Mr. Joe Goodwin was one of my first supervisors. I had to send weekly reports on all of the leasing statistics to Joe. And then from there, when I graduated, I actually worked on the asset student side in the corporate office, and then switched over to the vendor side and been with Modern Message for 6 years. And if you'd love to contact me, I would say the best way to reach me is just go to our website, modernmsg.com, and there's a contact information on there, and we'd love to help you out.
And is there any, just for the listeners' benefit, is there any type of properties or groups of properties that you specialize in, or that you feel like you can be the biggest benefit with?
You know, I think every client has an opportunity for us to help them out. And the only time I tell clients, potential clients, not to work with us is if you do have a big issue going on site, whether it's reconstruction, you're redoing some units, there's a pool being redone, or maybe there was a horrible incident at the community. Wait till that passes by and you fix it, and then roll out our program as a thank you for your patience. Mm-hmm. We're so excited to roll out this new rewards program. We want to just say thank you. So use us when the time is appropriate. I would never roll out our program if, you know, there's a property that's really struggling with something we can't fix.
Okay. Joe, you want to?
Sure. So I started in the industry, similar to Audrey, part-time during college as a leasing agent. Started with Asset Living as the leasing director for our first student housing development, which was located at Texas A&M, where several years later, Audrey joined the team. And I have been with the company now for 16 years. We specialize in operating both multifamily and student housing. We're dipping our toe a little bit into senior housing. And if you would like to contact us for information about our services, please feel free to go to assetliving.com. In addition, we manage over 65,000 units, and we're always looking for great people and talent. So if you're out there and you're wanting to learn more about a opportunity with us, feel free to visit the same website and click on job opportunities, and there'll be a full listing of our open positions.
Great. Ileana, we got about 30 seconds.
Sure. So unlike the other amazing guests on the show today, my background is not in multifamily. I'm purely from an arts background. I worked in a gallery before, and I got my master's in arts leadership. And that brought me to Zocalo about 6 months ago. So this is fairly new. It's a new program that we've never done before. We're actually very proud to say that we're the very first artist residency program to be sponsored by a multifamily community in Houston, and we're also among one of the very first in the nation. So we're very excited to have that. If you'd like to learn more about our program, you can visit artist.zocaloliving.com, and you can learn more about the artists. You can learn more about how to get involved if you'd like, and yeah, learn more about what the program will be doing in 2020.
Great. Peter, I know you're up against the wire here.
Yeah, real quick, just apartmentlife.org is how you get a hold of us. Yeah, just I've been a team off and on for 13 years. We've served in Houston and in Denver and Washington, D.C., and now back in Houston. So, yeah, thank you, Paul, for having us all.
Well, thank you guys for being here. It was a great show, and we are going to be back next week and every week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.